Presidente, y buenos días a todos los colegas.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. I'd like to support the statement that were made by the Philippines and by Argentina related to the objectives of this document. Perhaps my colleague from the Philippines has a clear understanding of what this document is all about. I'm still trying to understand. The first time I spoke before this group, I said that we are viewing this document with the idea that it will be leading us to a particular point, a particular objective, and that would be reflected in the document. So it is, we believe, quite dangerous to have a document where we have a whole set of ideas without understanding which way we're going. Now, when we looked at the second section, application of international law, I suggested that in the first or second paragraph to reflect the fact that there may be gaps in the issues that we're discussing, and for that purpose it would be useful to consider a preparation of a legally binding instrument as one of the solutions. We may have different criterias working in this group, but what is clear that if there exists, and I don't think it'll be a problem to state that, if the group decides by consensus that there are gaps in applicable international law, then it is possible that the group may decide to prepare a legally binding instrument, something that should be reflected in the document. So what I think that when we talk about applicable international law, or, and this is something that should be reflected also in the last section. In Cuba, we say that the solution is not by throwing the baby out of the window. So I don't think the solution is to delete Section 6. I think we should be bold in looking at this. And I have a different view from what is being said, that the group should recommend to states what they should be doing. But mandate is completely different. Now, we will not be opposed, of course, if states review their internal legal framework to see how it can be reconciled with the concern raised by our group. This is a national prerogative, and in fact Cuba has already done so. And also, we're not against exchanging experiences, but we also need to ensure that all of this reflects and responds to the mandate of our group. And this is why we insist that both in sections 2 and section 6, or wherever possible section 6, we have to reflect in some way the possibility to elaborate possible legally binding instruments. Without this idea, I don't think that it makes any sense to have this document. And I'm saying this quite honestly. So we do hope that if this document will not be somehow approved in December, nevertheless, in the final report, we would like to see our concern reflected. And many countries have referred to this. I believe a majority, Philippines, Argentina, many others, were in favor of such an approach. And finally, I'd like to say something that I find to be quite dangerous. Now, a document that does not have a definition or an understanding of what we're actually talking about in a document that does not have an idea which way we're going, then the document will be simply a compilation of ideas without any idea of